WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. And trust me, I've had my fair share of stumbles along the way. But one thing I've learned over time is that our inner voice, the constant chatter in our heads, has a huge impact on our well-being. Ever catch yourself spiraling into negativity? That little voice whispering doubts, criticisms, and what-ifs? Yeah, we've all been there. It can feel like an endless loop of self-sabotage, leaving you feeling drained and defeated. But guess what? You have the power to break free from that negative chatter and build a more positive, supportive inner world. This isn't about pretending everything is perfect or ignoring your flaws. It's about learning to treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer a good friend. So, how do we ditch the negativity and cultivate a healthier mindset? Here are 5 key takeaways that can help. First up, become aware of those negative thought patterns. Pay attention to what your inner critic is saying. Is it constantly bringing you down with harsh judgments? Think of it like identifying a pesky weed in your garden. You wouldn't ignore it, right? You'd want to pull it out before it takes over the whole patch. Same goes for those negative thoughts. Acknowledge them, but don't let them take root and spread. Next, challenge those negative beliefs. Often, our inner critic is operating on outdated information or faulty assumptions. When you catch yourself thinking I'm not good enough, ask yourself, is that really true? What evidence supports that belief? Sometimes, a little bit of logic can help us with those self-limiting thoughts. Third, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer to someone you care about. We all make mistakes, have flaws, and experience setbacks. It's part of being human. Instead of berating yourself for imperfections, offer yourself words of encouragement and support. Remember that everyone is on their own journey, and progress isn't always linear. Fourth, focus on your strengths. We tend to dwell on our weaknesses, but what about celebrating our accomplishments? Make a list of things you're good at, things you're proud of, and things that make you unique. Regularly reminding yourself of your strengths can help boost your self-esteem and shift your focus away from negativity. Finally, cultivate gratitude. It might seem cheesy, but taking time to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small, can have a profound impact on your mental well-being. Keep a gratitude journal, express appreciation to loved ones, or simply take a moment each day to reflect on the things that bring you joy. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're preparing for an important presentation at work. Your heart is racing, your palms are sweaty, and that inner critic is screaming, you're going to mess this up, you're not good enough. But instead of letting those negative thoughts take over it, you remember these key takeaways. You challenge the belief that you're not good enough by reminding yourself of previous successful presentations. You practice self-compassion by telling yourself, it's okay to be nervous, I've got this. You focus on your strengths as a communicator and visualize yourself delivering a confident and engaging presentation. And finally, you take a moment to appreciate the opportunity to share your ideas and contribute to your team. So there you have it, 5 powerful tools to help you silence that inner critic and cultivate a more positive mindset. Remember, this isn't about achieving perfection, it's about progress. Every small step towards self-compassion and positivity makes a difference. Start by implementing one of these strategies today. You got this. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the Stoic Mind Gym, where we'll explore even more strategies for living a happier, more fulfilling life. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little bit of mental fitness motivation. Until next time, keep it stoic and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.